Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Don't worry, you've not clicked on the wrong video, but I'm changing things up. This is r/prorevenge. Think it's funny to mock, abuse, and spread rumors about me and my disabilities? Enjoy having your whole life and reputation destroyed. Let's start off with some background. Now, this will be important for the story. So, when I was born, I had a bilateral cleft lip and palate, so I couldn't speak clearly until I was 11 years old. And even then, my speech wasn't the clearest to understand due to the number of surgeries I had to repair my lip and palate. I'm around 14 at this point. I also had pretty wonky front teeth throughout most of my first 2 years of school until I got braces, which made a huge difference to my appearance. I was also diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome when I was 7, which made it harder for me to communicate with people of my own age. Although I was bullied a bit throughout my earlier school career, I didn't take it too hard on myself, as I was always semi-aware that I was different. Now onto the main story. So, when this whole ordeal started nearly 9 years ago, I had just started secondary school, which is high school for the Americans, and finished only a week ago. As mentioned earlier, my early school career didn't have too much bullying, but this would be nothing compared to what I had to endure throughout secondary school, which is the last 7 years for my American friends. So on my first day, I entered the classroom and sat next to this one guy who I have become very good friends with even still today. As mentioned, I have Asperger's, so I was quiet for a few moments until he made conversation about which school I came from. After a while, I can't remember how the conversation developed, but I asked my good friend what his interests were, and he said that he was interested in weapons and the military. This will play a crucial role in the revenge part of the story, and this took my interest. And then in comes Kyle and his homies. Even with my Asperger's, I got a bad vibe of him as the bully boy sort, but even at this stage, I never thought he would brutally harass and bully the crap out of me. Anyway, the first 2 weeks of secondary school went smoothly, but that's where Kyle started his crap. He would start off with minor things, such as things I had in primary school, but this quickly escalated into verbal and physical things, including the following: slaps on the head, rumors, threats to grievously harm me, as I know, we were a group of 11 to 12 year olds, petty theft, and the list could go on forever. To start with, I just took it as it came, as it was still the start of a new place. Come half term, we moved into a new building, as our buildings were really shabby, but this unfortunately gave Kyle more reason to harass me. This sort of bullying would keep going throughout my first 2 years. However, Kyle really upped his game in year 9. At this point, his group of Kyles and Karens had increased to people across several year groups, who would continuously mob me at every opportunity they could, making the rest of my school career a living heck. As a note, some of the things they would do include the following: shoving me down staircases, trapping my tie in any lockable door they could find, blaming me for their acts of bullying, theft, skiving, racism, etc., shouting terrible things such as, "My dad never loved me, I still don't know how he found out my parents were divorced," and so on. This continued throughout my GCSEs, which at this point I was fed up with. Now, GCSEs are exams which you take in England at about the age of 16. I discussed this with my good friend, who was aware of the whole ordeal, who said I had no choice but to tell my mum. So that's what I did that night, and she said she would tell my nice tutor and my butthole head teacher. Anyway, the next morning, I was called out of the classroom by my nice tutor, who said that the head teacher, who is a butthole, wanted to talk to me about my bullying. Relieved, I automatically assumed that she would help sort out the problem. I was wrong, very wrong. Now, as context, my butthole head teacher doesn't give a crap about bullying or the well-being of students, but instead is very focused on her own needs. What was supposed to be a way to get help ended up being the AH lecturing me about how I shouldn't be so mentally deficient, and how I shouldn't be with the idiots at MenCap. In case you're wondering, MenCap is a charity who help out those with moderate to severe learning difficulties, neither of which I had. She also read out a list of accusations from Kyle's butthole parents, as well as the butthole parents from the other Kyles and Karens with things that never even happened in the first place. After all of this, my butthole headmaster then went on to suspend me for the rest of the term. This was on the last full week before Christmas, for wasting her time and for the accusations she didn't even look into. This conversation will also become crucial in the story. Upon returning after the holidays, I was welcomed with warm greetings from my good friend, nice tutor, and the majority of my class, except Kyle. Since my meeting with the butthole head teacher, he'd come up with a plan with his crew to make my school career even worse, to the point of stalking, threats of arson, murder, rape, etc. What? Throughout this time, my good friend kept my morale high and helped me pass my GCSEs, and I hoped this would be the end of Kyle's torture. Wrong. It turned out that him and his group of Kyles and Karens deliberately chose the same A-levels as me in sixth form so they could continue to take their extreme trash out of me for another 2 years. As a note, I did computing, which will be crucial in the revenge, a BTEC in construction and the built environment, also crucial, and physics and maths. No matter how many times I told my good friends, my parents, and my nice tutor, the butthole head teacher would always take the side with the Kyles and Karens, making me more annoyed each time, and even give me punishments that were either made up by her or one of the Kyles or Karens, always about cleft or Asperger's. Now fast forward to the last day of year 13, which is the last year of secondary school. It's a tradition at my school that people come in fancy dress. I was semi-hoping for a fun day with some fantastic costume. Trust me, some people put in a lot of effort. But as I predicted, Carl and his crew of Kyles and Karens came in with the most phallic things you could possibly imagine. As an idea, imagine if your school became a strip club, porn set, castle dungeon, concentration camp, and gulag all at once. Even the rest of the year group were disgusted, let alone the teachers and the younger year groups. Now, my school has a policy that you're not allowed to wear anything inappropriate, but for some obscure reason, my butthole head teacher was absolutely fine with it, which then led to a heck storm of complaints from parents, staff, and even locals who saw them walk to school. Despite all of this, they were somehow still allowed to go to prom. Oh, and the icing on the cake for me? Kyle and one of his Karens were named prom king and queen, and this was the final straw. Let's get into the revenge. Now, after 7 years of relentlessness from Kyle and his crew, I had just about had enough of this bully. But there was no way I was going to let him get away with it, not after what he had done to me. Besides, given that the butthole head teacher hadn't remotely helped me, I wanted to go big. So I started off with doing petty revenge, such as doing to him what he had done to me, spamming his social media. Of course, this didn't work, so I had to go big. Supernova revenge time. At this point, this was mid-September, so Kyle had started at university to do a degree in medical engineering under a scholarship at Oxford University, the UK's top university by the way, which really annoyed me, as I knew he was the wrong type of guy to go to uni, but then I had a lightbulb moment. Remember that I did computing at A-level? I realised that I could use this to my advantage, so I told my parents that I was going to Oxford to meet up with my good friend. Little did they realise that I was going to hack into Kyle's uni email account. With a bit of help and guidance, my good friend who was doing computing at nearby Oxford Brookes Uni, I managed to hack into Kyle's account, where I spent the next few weeks monitoring his most important contacts, i.e. tutors, lecturers, head of college, etc. Now, one thing that I didn't tell anyone is that I recorded everything Kyle and his crew had ever said and done to me, and I even took photos of the bruises, grazes, and various other injuries they had done to me. So after a long night of uploading and compiling photos and audio, as a note, I had several thousand photos and several gigabytes of audio, I sent them off to the most important people at the college Kyle was at, doubting I'd even get a response. The following day, I got a call from the head of college saying that he'd seen the email and he wanted to call me for clarification. I explained in detail everything that happened, and I also gave him my friend's number so he could act as witness to it. He thanked me for the information and said he would look into it. Again, I doubt anything would even happen to Kyle. The following week, I get an email from the same guy saying that Kyle was permanently expelled from applying to any college at Oxford University. He then went on to contact other universities that had medical courses, tell them not to accept him because of his dangerous behaviour. I was absolutely over the moon about this, so I called my good friend about the news and we celebrated with a few pints. Around the October time, I was the only person in my house with my good friend and Carl's ex when I heard a loud knock and someone shouting, "Open the fucking door!" I knew straight away it was Kyle trying to get me back for what I did to him over the last year and a bit. He shouted a bit more, but my good friend then had the idea to put on my dad's suit and pretend to be a lawyer of mine. And if Kyle didn't leave the property quickly, he'd be sued for trespassing and harassment. Boy, you should have seen him run, but not after smashing my window with a brick and knocking down the wall at the front. It was at this moment that I needed to take my revenge further. Remember how I mentioned that my friend was interested in weapons and the military? I suddenly remember that my good friend's dad works in the military at a nearby barracks, so I proposed to my good friend and Kyle's ex about my plan, and they were both 100% in on it. As a side note, we all have firearms licenses, so we're not doing anything illegal by what we're doing, but our plan will be very risky. Now, remember that I did a BTEC in construction? My good friend then had the idea that we could make our own weapons alongside military-grade weapons from his dad. So after a few weeks of planning and getting the relevant training, myself, my good friend, Kyle's ex, and a few of our other good friends make our way to Kyle's house, when his whole family were out, with a military truck, flamethrowers, petrol cans, guns, full face masks and suits, and of course, our own weapons. We deliberately chose a time where they were all out and the neighborhood was virtually empty, so there was a very little chance of us being identified. We then proceeded to smash out every window and door with whatever we had and ransack the garden. Before leaving, we set fire to the house and then bulldozed the remainders once the flames had died down. We all left with a great sense of satisfaction with the fact that I took extreme measures to get back at the one person who bullied me for many years. In the following weeks, our activity was on the front page, but not who did it. As Kyle was notorious for being the town vandal with his crew of Kyles and Karens, they were instantly to blame and got charged with vandalism, with Kyle as the ringleader of the group. He was then shunned by his parents and family, and eventually the whole town, who then had to move out of the area. Without any means of doing anything, and with a criminal record, he had to walk everywhere he goes. As with his parents, I heard from an acquaintance of Kyle's ex that it didn't have any sort of insurance, so there was no way they could rebuild the house, leaving them homeless, as none of their families didn't want to be associated with relatives of a vandal. Wow, this is getting quite intense. I felt like this was the icing on the cake, but then I had a bad memory. My butthole head teacher. As a bit of extra background, I have a sister who's 3 years younger than me, and she's still at the school where I was bullied, and to no surprise, the head teacher is still there, who should have been out way before I started. From what my sister's been telling me, AH is still being a bully to many of the teachers who I particularly liked, and who were genuinely some of the best teachers I've ever had. Unfortunately, so many of them are leaving, there's a replacement like every half term. With this sudden urge of anger, I knew I had to do something. Now remember, she called me into her office for the most ridiculous reasons? Like I did with Kyle, I recorded every one of those meetings, which again is several gigabytes of audio. I spent another night uploading and compiling all the audio, and the next morning I sent it all to Ofsted. For those who live outside of the UK, this stands for the Office for Standards in Education, who monitor how schools are doing and if they're making reasonable progress. Like for Oxford University, I got a call from someone high up within the department, who again asked for clarification. Again, I explained the situation, and I then gave the email for my nice tutor, who I'm still in contact with. Again, he thanked me for the information and said he would look into it, and I doubted that I would get a response. That very next week, I got an email from him saying that they did an impromptu Ofsted inspection of the school, and because they were put in special measures, the lowest rating, my butthole head teacher was sacked, mostly because of the report, but also because of the huge number of complaints about her, ranging from everything from blackmailing and theft to attempted sexual assault of a minor and inappropriate touching. I knew that she was pretty much done for, and I thought that would be the end of it, until I got a letter asking me to come to court. It turns out that the school I went to wasn't the first school that she ran into the group. She's worked in half a dozen schools in her nearly 60-year career, and they were all speaking out about her after hearing about the complaints. Her sentencing was only a couple of weeks ago, but she was barred from working with children ever again in any work list and put on the sex offenders list for life. And icing on the cake, she was given 40 years no parole. She was also disowned by her family, so she will die a paedophile and a loner. What the heck? After telling my good friend, we both partied hard that night with members of staff who taught us while we were there, including my nice tutor. Although all these events are still very fresh, I feel much happier knowing I'll never run into that sort of scum ever again.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, that is one of the most insane stories I've ever read. You know, I'm not completely sure if this entire post is true. It seems like there could have been some embellishment there, but it's still very entertaining nonetheless. Whatever the result, bullying is horrible, and I'm glad that you managed to get some revenge on Kyle. And that's it for this one. Thank you very much for watching my first episode of Revenge for a very long time. If you want more, I have made some other r/pro-revenge stories in the past, so click on this playlist to watch them all now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.